This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And to talk about the Caps, the voice of the team on the radio, our buddy John Walton, to get it started. Five straight wins, games 2 through 6 of the season for Washington. And then they ran into a bit of a buzzsaw in Tampa Bay on the road on Saturday, John. What went wrong in that game? Because that was probably the least competitive game they played since game number one.
Yeah, I think when you look at the offense, you say, okay, they didn't score any goals. But Spencer Carberry, after the game, was largely pleased with process, and even with talking with him before the game here tonight. Don't think that he had a whole lot of issue, except for the fact that they just didn't get a lot of second chances against a very good goalie. Andrei Vasilevsky, couple of Stanley Cups and a Conn Smythe on the resume, so no shame in that. But as I was joking around with Spencer when I was in his office earlier today, doesn't get any easier tonight because you get Igor Shesterkin. So back-to-back, two of the very best in the NHL, and they're going to have that same kind of mindset, create those second chances against the Rangers tonight.
How much tweaking would you expect that this group does, John? Or would you like to sort of see them fold some of these new players into consistent spots for a while and maybe see how that goes? Like early on, moving Ovechkin to the right wing, for example, then he kind of found his way to the left, I think, throughout most of play. But even still, you see Coach Carbs sort of moving guys around a little bit. Does it feel like we're settling in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, three of the four lines have been pretty constant since the second game of the year. The big change for tonight is Hendrix LaPierre is not going to play. He's a healthy scratch. And they brought up Michael Scarbosa from Hershey. And what the coach is looking for there is just to be able to have a little bit of intelligence to be able to jump in and say, look, this is what we do. Don't try and do too much. He's got great wheels. I wouldn't say that he's got a ton of offense in his history, but you know, he's somebody that with some speed with Vrana and some speed with him in the middle, and Andrew Mangiapane has shown that he's got to be able to put on the Jets a little bit too sometimes. So I think when you look across the board, that's the line that they've got to get going. That's the where you've got to kind of make sure that you've got some things that are changing there for the better. There just hasn't been enough offensive production there yet. I think by and large, second line's probably been their best when you've got Wilson and McMichael. They've been so good together. You know, Protas has shown a lot of promise in being with Ovechkin and Strome. And the fourth line, I love those guys. I mean, Brandon Duhaime coming in and watching him bang around. And Taylor Radish has got a couple of goals. So they're getting contributions from across the forwards, but they're going to have to get a little bit more from that third line. Hopefully Scarbosa can help them tonight.
You mentioned Igor Shesterkin, what an assignment that is. What about the rest of this Rangers team? They're fast, they score a lot, they've been a pain in the butt for a couple years. They only seem to be getting better and better.
They are, and Artemi Panarin leads the way, so he's your first-line left wing. Alexis Lafreniere is, you know, is the number one overall a few years back. He's taken a long time to get to this point, but signed a big new deal last week, and now you know, point-a-game guy, and Vincent Trocheck. He's a Pittsburgh native. You guys were talking about we don't like Pittsburgh. Well, they didn't like us either, and Trocheck grew up there, and he always seems to play some of his better games against Washington. So he's a part of that top line, too. And then when you come back with Kreider, Zibanejad, and Riley Smith, that's a really good top six. So the Caps defense as a whole is going to have to be really good tonight. Matt Roy, by the way, guys, is getting a lot closer to returning. He skated today and is still the no-contact jersey. The reason they need him back is they got to ramp down Carlson's minutes a little bit. He's their number one D. You've got to, by necessity, get him out there, but you got to be able to get those minutes back down a little bit. It's a long season for number 74 to be logging the kind of minutes he is, but tonight against that top six, he's probably going to be.
John, what are you seeing from Ovechkin? Obviously, just, you know, I was watching some video of him, as I do sometimes, going on memory lane, of some of like the young bull in a china shop. It's like slap shot, 10 hits, one you know, Russian trash talk per shift on average. Now it's like obviously he's a different player, but what are you seeing from him so far?
You know, by and large, I think pretty good. I didn't see a lot from him opening night, and then after that, I was like, okay, it's coming. There's, you know, there's some hits, there's some, you know, shot attempts, getting some pucks on net. I think the back-to-back with Philly was tough in that second half for him, and then nothing was working for anybody in the Tampa Bay game. So I think after a couple of days, this is the kind of game with, you know, big stage. ESPN is here. The team that put you out of playoffs last year is here. So this smells to me like something where he'd say, okay, after, you know, a couple of days, it's like the rest of us. I mean, you're getting older, you got to be able to have maybe a little bit more rest in between. I don't think he's any different. But I think this is the kind of game that he can really do some things, and hopefully he does tonight.
John, we will see you tonight. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you,
John.
Caps looking to make it 6 out of 7 as they play a home game. That's a 7:30 puck drop, 3 hours, 15 minutes from now, right here on The Fan.